Coming up on the ground level, I'm doing just my own little solo episode here today without Brian. I've got a lot to cover in a short amount of time, but Brian recently had his own episode. You may have caught it. And there's just a couple key points I wanted to go over, and we'll go over a few other things as well. So stay tuned.
But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
And again, thank you for tuning in to The Ground Level. I am your host, Sean. Before we really dive into this and get into a few of my thoughts here, we premiere at rumble.com and The Ground Level. So please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to our channel. Get those algorithms going and get us growing here. You also can catch us on anywhere you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, all that, all those great places. So as I mentioned earlier in the intro here, I got a lot of things to cover very briefly. This is just going to be a little short episode of some of my thoughts. If you did catch Brian's previous episode, excuse me, it was a great one. I mean, he had a lot to say, and he really kind of let it out, and it unfolded a lot of where the core of his beliefs come from and how he sees the current state of our country. And many times we agree. A lot. And if anybody's noticed, we constantly whittle down to a point of agreement, something that is greatly lacking in our country right now. It's very sad. Everybody's at each other's throats. I argue, and I think Brian agrees, that this is intentional. The powers that be, the oligarchies, these shadow governments, the politicians, none of them give a shit about you, me, anybody. Other than their grip on power. That's all they care about. I couldn't have imagined 30 years ago that this is where we'd be at as a nation, where you got to walk around, watch what you say. You could get canceled. The anger, the hatred that goes all over the place, including by those that say they want hatred to stop unless you think the same way we do. And then we're going to destroy your lives. And that's the current state of affairs in our country right now. And it doesn't seem to be going away. In fact, it's only intensifying. And there were a couple things that Brian had said that I wanted to just kind of touch up on. And just so everybody knows, in a few weeks, I'm going to be doing another solo episode where I talk a little bit more about my faith. So everybody can understand the lens in which I view the world. And it's an important distinction. You have nihilists and atheists and Christians and Buddhists and so on and so forth. And there's something inherently special, I believe, about Christianity, something that specifically sets itself apart from the rest of the religions and the social views of the world and globalists and elitists and everything. But I'm not going to get into that today. We will be touching on that at another date. And in fact, one thing I highly recommend is please tune in next week because we're going to have a great episode. We've talked a lot about Whitney Webb as well and all the exposure of what's really going on in real time right now with digital ID and the attempt to control us all. And that's kind of how we start out this today. Everything that I'm seeing in the world right now, there are powerful people that are pulling all these levers to keep you angry, confused, pissed off, emotionally exhausted. And many people, understandably, throw up their hands. They just go, okay, I don't want to know. I don't care. I've got 20 years left. I'm just going to maintain my life. Most people don't recognize the power of the consumer. And how much power we down here, and let's stick with the American culture, how much power we have as a taxpayer and as a consumer, as a pawn, if you will. The pawns outnumber the queen, the pawns outnumber the king. And that's kind of funny, too, this nonstop, nauseating protest that is just mindless about no kings. I mean, my goodness. Number one, he was elected. They can't stand it. But you see, this no kings, this is intentional protesting. This is paid protesting. There are people that sit around in powerful places. And all their entire motive right now is to keep us upset with each other. Our world is nothing but distractions. 3IA Atlas, whatever this, you know, comet that's headed towards Earth, you know, space programs, aliens, the wars, everybody's, it's just nonstop. Keep you distracted. And let's throw the World Series in their face, football. They've been doing this a long time, chipping away and slowly getting to this point where we're about to see some dramatic changes. Now, I've been saying this for a very long time. And to be honest with you, when Brian said on one of his episodes that, you know, I kind of thought about that and, you know, Sean was right, my head about spun around. I'm seldom right. in Brian's eyes, it's I know I'm always right, but that's just the way we function. It's I appreciate Brian's approach, and he spells it all out. Brian truly cares, and we did talk about this a little bit on our last episode. I genuinely understand that Brian does care about humanity, and that's something I want to explore from time to time with him, because if you don't have an established goal of or a moral compass installed, now he does because he grew up in the same nation with me, Judeo-Christian values installed into us at birth. You know, you remove the idea of God. Really, what's the point? Nihilism is just the product of that eventually. And this is where we're at. Look at the world we're in. We have people stabbing people on buses, people shooting each other at a free speech rally. President getting shot at twice. This is crazy what's going on. It is constant chaos. And then those that have any kind of a position that I do, we walk around, we gotta tiptoe a little bit, especially when you're a business owner. You can be canceled and have your whole world shut down or destroyed because that's what they're seeking. They're ready to pounce. They're ready to come after you for not towing the line. That COVID mess, what a disaster that was and what a bunch of bullshit that was. That was a test run on us. That's exactly what it was. And my theory is that, yes, the virus was real. And we can also dissect one day about whether or not it was intentionally created to run this test. Or it was intentionally created and somebody fucked up and it got out. And then in the first 2 weeks, if everybody remembers, this is just stay home for a couple weeks. These are our recommendations so we can try to let this die down. 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks, turned into 3 months, turned into a year, turned into three fucking years of people ready to kill each other, labeling each other evil because they didn't take shots and 17 booster shots. They didn't wear three masks that slit open. They didn't put their kids in plastic bubbles before they went into classrooms. The insanity that went on in that time, that was a test run for where we're at now. And I really think what happened there, they didn't expect it to be able to last as long as it did. I think there were a lot of people high-fiving each other when they went, oh shit, look at this, it worked. The American spirit, there's no way that would have happened in the 70s or 80s or even the 90s. Maybe early 2000s, but there would have been a lot of pushback. But there's no way that would have lasted 3 years. It's sickening watching the Bill Gateses and the Faucis and all these powerful people just bringing the people at the ground level to their knees. So again, circling back. Brian truly cares about humanity, and I admire that. I care about individuals, and he specifically talked about the George Carlin clip that I sent him. What I take away from George Carlin is he's 100% accurate, especially if you have a cynical position that I do. I do care about individuals, people that you meet, you become close with. Groups of people are terrifying. Because people follow the crowd of what's path of least resistance. And in that, they find that people can easily, as a mob, be pushed in one direction or the other. We see it all the time, especially right now. These ridiculous No Kings rallies. What you see going on in England right now with the pushback against the digital ID is fantastic. It's beautiful. I would hope something like that is coming. But the World Economic Forum, all the powers, all those big powerful groups, they all see us as just a means to their end of enriching their lives. But this is why groups, while it's sad when I see the groups behaving like this, guns and guards go right up when the mobs are around or when giant groups are around. Think about it. You don't know everybody personally. You can't trust them. Acquaintances, individuals you can get to know on a very deep level and you can have admiration for, you can have loyalty for. Groups are terrifying, which just works its way exactly what I was saying to Brian. I do not believe it is my responsibility or your responsibility to pay for anybody's basic health. Okay? It's just like this certain thing right now. Look at what's going on with the government shutoff, and there is a connection here. The government shutdown, forgive me. The government shutdown. Now you've got everybody terrified that the food stamps can be shut down, correct? Use that as a point of communism to understand that if you give control to the government to feed all the people, you've also given them control to starve the people. And that is just a fact. This is precisely why communism doesn't work. Socialism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't work. And then when you have people pushing this agenda, and then you have conservatives pushing back, and then you have nihilists, it's a growing thing, nihilism. There is so much crime and evil that is going on in the world, it is fascinating. But it is not my responsibility to make sure that you're not smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day, just like I used to. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 16 years, but I used to smoke a lot. And me, if I had gotten sick, cancer from cigarettes, that's not an American's responsibility because of my poor choices. And we're not going to, it just pops up into the mind about the, you know, the taxes and all the powerful people and how it's just, the abuse is there. I really don't want to go too far down those rabbit holes. But what I'm suggesting, though, is that it's not my responsibility. I don't have a problem with a community, let's say a national community. We as a people, the American people, if we all voted on, yes, we all agree that humanity is important, and let's have a fail-safe, you know, a backup. What welfare was intended to be initially? Something drastic happened to you. Of course, there is a nation, we care about you. You've put into the system. You fell upon hard times. You were in a horrible car wreck. You busted your hip because a drunk driver hit you. You got hit with kidney failure. Major things. I don't have a problem with a healthcare system as a backup to prop you up for a while in those types of situations. But I will never understand how anybody could possibly begin to attempt to justify that because Bertha over there continues to eat McDonald's four times a day, supersizing all her kids, and they are constantly having to go to the doctor because their immune system's weak. They poison themselves. That's not your responsibility as an American. It's not anybody's responsibility to make sure that a stranger's health is cared for. It sounds great in principle. It sounds great if everybody was on board with that. The problem is that we have too many human beings that are too corrupt and are liars and are weak and are lazy. And when you give them things, they throw in the towel, the majority of them. That's the same type of comparison that I was saying earlier about, you know, our it's like the Colosseum days. Keep their attention over here. Mr. Burns from Simpsons, give them their tartar sauce. Keep the public happy, just content, comfortable with their conveniences. They'll never even know that they're slaves. And we are, my recent realization, just within the past couple of years, is that we are born as slaves. We are spoon-fed this idea of American exceptionalism, which it can have, and it did. The design is beautiful. The experiment is gorgeous. But it has been taken over by powerful people. All of them. Bernie Sanders, you name it. Elon Musk, Trump, all of them. They live in a world that is so disconnected from the rest of us. And in those cases where some of them are actually, you know, started from a, let's say, a modest beginning, had a small business, or were working 9 to 5 as a school teacher, who knows? And then they somehow pulled away from that system through positive budgeting, investments, positive decision-making, started a business that exploded. When they pull away, I imagine that's got to be intoxicating when you recognize what you came from and you never want to go back to that. The fear. Fear of, oh my God, we got our power bill coming up next month. Oh shit, I got to pay my taxes. My quarterly taxes are up. I live in Tacoma, Washington, which is a disgusting city that taxes everything. Seattle, in fact, the state of Washington. I've had episodes about that, so I won't bore everybody about it. But circling back again, I think I've made it very clear. It is, I have my own family that I brought into this world. I have a responsibility to them. I do not have a responsibility to you. And I most certainly do not have a responsibility to politicians. And that's something that needs to be recognized. Everybody that is down here busting their ass 12, 14, 16 hours a day, people doing minimum wage jobs, getting their ass handed to them, treated with lack of respect, consumers that are pissed off at the world, walking in and treating them like shit. Everybody's exhausted. But you better pay your damn taxes or we're going to take your house. We're going to put a lien on what, you know, assets. We're going to garnish your wages. We're going to shut down your bank accounts. It's always at the threat of a gun. This is America now. The taxes are the problem. And how people can't see that, it just blows me away. Perhaps it's because they don't live in tyrannical states like Washington. When you're taxed like this and you know that the taxes are being run, it's just a cover. It's money laundering. They're taking it from you. They always put up a new bill that says, oh my gosh, we have another crisis. Here's our homeless crisis that they generated. Here's our drug addiction crisis that they manufactured. We need $50 million more dollars again and again and again. And I'm so tired of this shit. And when you see for the past 30 years, I mean, bring 9/11 into it. Go back to Kennedy. The world of corruption that has just been shit upon us. And you and I are just trying to make it day by day, specifically Brian and I. That's why we do this show. We talk it out because we're trying to understand not only each other's perspectives, okay, because I'm going to learn something from Brian that I hadn't considered before. And I like to think he does the same. We come from relatively same generation, very similar lives in many ways, but we had clearly different paths. But we ended up here together trying to show people you got to step back. And this is where it kind of comes down to what I was saying. So a couple different points from things that Brian said the other day, and I didn't really get a chance to respond when he said it. The first is, he makes the point of, we need a unifying president. All of our leaders, they're divisive. And that's true. But you cannot have, Brian and I both appreciate our country. We both love America. Now we're trying to find ways to solve, you know, just in our discussions of how these current issues can be solved. If you had a government with good intent, it was honest, not just, do you recognize that all of us down here at the ground level where we get our asses kicked just trying to survive, we're enriching every single politician's lives. They all have mansions. They all have their own islands. I mean, you name it. Martha's Vineyard, places that I'll never see. Off $200,000 a year? No. It's because of the corruption and the lobbying, all that. So because I can't trust any of that system, the position is we need a leader that brings us together. But I don't know what that looks like anymore. And I don't understand what that looks like because of the corruption. If you have one man in there trying to bring everybody together, that's going to be difficult because you have a political demographic, the Democrat Party, for, I will say in my life, the past 30 years, but that can go all the way back to the Lincoln days. But let's just stick in kind of our real time. They are actively, and now more than ever, out in the open, selling socialism, communism. They've been on a slow path to destroy this nation. They hate the Constitution. They hate its restraints. They hate its checks and balances. That's why when you live in a state like Washington State, where it's one party rule, they are in heaven. They can stomp on us at any time, take your gun rights away, take your freedom of speech away. We see it all the time here in Washington State. School boards, city council meetings, turning off people's mics when they have a constitutional right to address grievances with their employees. We are not the subjects of our politicians at all. And I still say, I mean, I'll even take it a stretch further. If I met President Trump, of course, I'd be polite, but I most certainly wouldn't be going, "Oh, Mr. President, thank you so much for your time." That's bullshit. They all have the mentality that we're their subjects now. Something that our ancestors were escaping from in England. But we've gone full circle now. It is just an illusion that we are free in America now. They make laws here in Washington State about if somebody breaks into my house and I shoot him, likely I'm going to jail until they sort it out. Whoa, whoa, you mean you're going to separate a family? What's that sound like? They are masters, and I've said it many, many times, they're masters at manipulating language, stealing words like progressive, twisting people up constantly. They're not pedophiles. They're minor attractive persons. They've been on this disgusting mission, and I will say what it is, in my opinion. I believe it's influenced by Satanism. Whether they know it or not, and many of them do, the destruction of the American family, the destruction of any kind of Bible references in our government, while allowing in Dearborn, Michigan, the Quran to be introduced now into their schools. That was shocking when I saw that. What about separation of church and state? All this constant chaos that I've just gone over here is where I just kind of part with Brian and going, it can't be done right now. Now you can say conservatives are corrupt, and yes, they are. Republicans, the Republican Party is corrupt. They haven't done shit for us in 20, 30 years. But they sell the same narrative that brings people that have a conservative mindset to them. You see that they all want to remain in power. Government shutdowns, all politicians' paychecks should stop. That's one solution right there that Brian and I agree on. You keep giving money out to the military members, and that's a whole other, an entirely different subject, but you pay those people before you pay yourselves. You guys are one stalling this shit, you don't get a paycheck. Period. But the conservative party, the Republican Party, if you will, is, if nothing else on its face, attempting to conserve laws, regulations, rules. I mean, do you notice that the more laws and statutes that get put onto the board, They never repeal them. They never go backwards. We have so many laws in this nation, and it's all to keep you in line. Licensing systems, which are just absolutely absurd. Licensing does nothing. A business, well, they have a license. Yeah, well, that means that the state gave them a piece of paper and they collected a fee. And they continue to collect a fee either annually or quarterly or, you know, biannually, whatever you want to call it. But when any profession where you get a license, and I'm kind of getting off a tangent here, any profession where you have to get a license, you know, the state that issued that license has no liability if you fuck up. Licenses are nonsense. Certification should be important. But again, don't want to get too far down into that. What I am suggesting now is that it cannot be done. We can't have a president that's going to bring people together because we're too torn apart right now. And until that Democrat Party stops this shit, which they won't do, they're in full throttle now. Another example, look it up, Bob Ferguson, our piece of shit state governor. That guy is out there, the war on Trump, the war on Trump. And all that does is rile up his base. Keeps them up here just talking about Trump, 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 Trump. That isn't a direct effect of us here in our state at our local level. But he keeps saying that shit because he needs to maintain that power. He, as well, doesn't give two shits about the United States Constitution or the Washington State, which in many ways, the Washington State Constitution is even stronger in protecting our rights than the federal. But he just tramples over it all the time. I don't think it can be done now until that party just gets stomped out of existence and we start programming people. By programming, because that sounds like their tactic. What I mean is educating. We need to re-educate people. We need to teach the history of our country accurately. There were a lot of things that were kept from me as a kid. You know, from the America is the best country in the world. A lot of things that later on you go, oh, whoa, that wasn't entirely true. You can't have a balancing act, but we need to teach people the principles. You are free here. The government is your employee. You're not their subject. Until we get down to that level, and now that, look at it, the left runs, the Democrats run the education system. Now, Trump's been making some dismantling changes, you know, in the past couple of years. But it's still places like here, it's all the LGBTQ woke shit. And white people are evil, and teaching, you know, the sex stuff at these early grades. We've been homeschooling our kids for 6 years now. Oh, I'm sorry, 5 years now. It is so deep, the damage that has been done, generational damage. Because there is a party that is doing this intentionally. They're letting, they let the border open. They're like, God knows who. Some are estimating 20 to 30 million people came through. 95% of them we don't know where at. This is a mess that the Republicans did not create, but they're having to fix, and they're fucking up here and there. But it's such a huge mess, what can you do? I remind everybody again, it is the Democrat Party that is trying to destroy our country from within. And that doesn't mean necessarily it won't have a USA flag anymore, but it's destroying our principles, your right to free speech, your right to defend yourself. I imagine the Fifth Amendment will go out the door too, and the Sixth. It was the Obama presidency administration, forgive me. They're the ones that wrote that act. We talked about it. The Privacy Act. I can't remember what it is. Well, I'll have to look it up on the next thing, but you can look it up where it now, because it used to be illegal to lie to the public in efforts of propaganda. Obama's administration changed that law and now they can. And look at where we're at. We've had all these years now of lying and manipulating and twisting and pissing everybody off, making people hate each other. You didn't get your COVID vaccine. You're evil. You're spreading the disease. You're the problems. People saying, Hollywood people saying, those that die and that didn't get the vaccine, good for you. It's good. They didn't care. Wait. But you care about humanity, right? You fucking hypocrites. That's another thing. We need to stop paying attention to entertainers. Who gives a shit? They make you laugh. They sell you a movie. Quit listening to them. They have their power is only so strong, and it comes from the consumer. You watch the movie, laugh, drop it. You see an actor on the street or, you know, celebrity, don't go all batshit crazy trying to get their autograph. Quit giving them this power. But it's too late. That Hollywood machine is so evil and corrupt and dark, and they are after it too. Look at how the average celebrity has been married 7 times. I mean, it's just sickening. And we've had a population that is aspired to be like them for one reason only, and that's money. That's the motivating factor. It's to pull away from the ground level where you're tired, you're stressed out and exhausted. So that's kind of the, you know, main area. That's an area where I just don't understand how that could possibly happen. We can't get a person who will be a unifying president. They're going to continue to be divisive by nature now, because when you have one attempting to destroy the very fabric and fundamentals of our society, and then one that's trying to hold on to it, how can you bring the two together? So one's manipulating to maintain their power so they can continue on this experiment. The other is lying and manipulating and pissing everybody off so they can tear down this experiment. Because we're on stolen land. The most ridiculous white guilt narrative that has ever been thrown down our throats. I don't feel guilty about being who I am. That's stupid. But I know a lot of white people that do. We shouldn't be calling it Columbus Day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. Actually watching on posts, people saying, hey, how are you celebrating this Indigenous Peoples Day? What the fuck? Not to mention, we didn't really celebrate Columbus Day. Most people, they got drunk the night before and it was a day to sleep in and, you know, sleep it off. We are in a volatile time, and we're surrounded by really angry people, intentionally misled people, and human beings as a group, this is kind of me circling back, they can be very dangerous. And that's why it, you know, puts me on edge when I see all this stuff going on. You know, Brian had mentioned a note, and I kind of wanted to address this. I just found it interesting because, and I say this, I always value his opinion. Everybody knows that. That's why I seek out his advice in many cases, his counsel, if you will, because I haven't looked at it from other than my perspective, that I can be very pig-headed about things and very, you know, oakish, if you will. And so when I'm going, wow, how can this be? Let me see where he's coming from. And in many cases, I go, wow, I hadn't considered that. Brian and I kind of over the past 15 years have, and it's a growing threat to me, but, you know, China, that narrative that was 10 years ago, that it was liberals that were pushing that shit in shows like The Office and Friends, and China's just the boogeyman. The government always needs a boogeyman. Well, that's true. But you see how smooth they are? They use that narrative and they go, we need to protect China. Let me get me started on LeBron James and Disney and all that shit that they were catering to. It's like, it's convenient that everybody forgets the power and influence China has right now. It's just Israel. Israel is evil. Coming to U.S., the U.S. is the puppets of Israel. You think China doesn't have that kind of power and influence over us as well? We're just so focused on it because it's so easy to hate Jews. Not some stupid shit that I've never understood either. There's evil people in every every race and ethnicity. I mean, my God, my goodness. And so I've been concerned about China for a long time. And often early on, when you don't have all the facts, your gut can tell you a lot. And often my gut is dead on accurate. Something's telling you, there's something off about this. There's a reason. Your intuition's there. Your spidey sense, if you will. And China has just been building up. Their tech is getting increasingly dangerous. Look at the way they treat their people. And that was kind of the key point that jumped into my mind about China. He made a point about China, 90% of their citizens own homes. And so I just wanted to correct that because that's not true. In the business I'm in, occasionally Chinese investors come into Washington State. They buy up properties. And I was informed by, you know, we've seen in our nation that, you know, Trump's trying to change this right now, or so he says he is, but we've seen in our nation that Chinese own a shitload of acreage in the on U.S. soil. And many people don't know that. And you immediately, if you did not know that, I did an episode where I showed the map of it. In fact, I'll put that one in the show notes here so you guys can go reference that. And if you did not know that, you probably immediately go, how is that possible? This is our country. How could we let a foreign country own our land? Nothing to see here. That's just a boogeyman. Buying land next to our national forces and our military bases, nothing to see here. And on that side note, Trump letting Qatar build an air base down by Mountain Home Air Force Base. Didn't like that. This is my country. Those are our employees running wild. No, the Chinese citizens do not have true home ownership. Because the land itself is owned by the state, if you will, I mean, the Chinese government. Instead, they acquire long-term, they acquire long-term land use rights. However, at any time, the government still can reclaim that land. So you see, it's one of those examples. It's not the same concept as I'm busting my ass. I saved up. I'm going to get a loan. I'm buying that house. I'm going to pay it off. And like my car, that house and that little bit of land, or the 40 acres that I bought, that is yours. See, that's a concept foreign to just about every other country in the world. And that has been shit on by our politicians, by nonstop property taxes, property tax raises. Oh, we have another school crisis. We have another education crisis. We need more money. Right now in Washington State, it's something like $29,000 per kid is spent in taxes. Now they just passed in Washington State being able to remove the property tax cap. For the children, mind you. Bullshit. It is absolute bullshit. It's just stealing your money. And then every time you work harder and you try to pull away, they pull you back with another tax. And then you got to figure out, okay, I got to get a second job. But then they throw ads at you. Amazon, Verizon, you need the new iPhone. What a chaotic world they have created to keep you in line. And that circles all the way back to what I was saying earlier about people just finally give up and they go, fuck it. I'm never going to pull ahead. I'm 50. What's the average? I got maybe 20 good years left. Maybe if I do everything right. Oh shit, they're poisoning our food. They've been poisoning our cereals for 20 years, putting chemicals and preservatives in everything, fluoride in water, putting toxic shit in our bodies for decades. Trying to kill us, make us weak, so we won't fight back. Look at this obesity problem in this country right now. comes to mind. And I'll just say this now. Bill Gates is an evil, rotten fuck. Deserves nothing less if he doesn't turn around and be like, oh, here, listen to that Christian talk. I hope he finds God. I hope he humbles himself. Because as far as I can see, that is one evil human being who performs, as I would imagine, Satan would. Man, they have done well of manipulating people, getting people. Oh, we've got the foundation, or what is it? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Another money laundering scheme. Well, look at what he did for the children in Africa. Oh, yeah, you see that, but did you know why he did it? It's always these people are motivated by emotion far too easily because it's convenient. Oh, the lab coat guy said that it's okay to do this? Okay, now I don't need to worry about it. So no, it's that comparison just bugged me a little bit. We have a problem here in America. Look at China. 90% of their citizens have home ownership. That's not a comparison at all. And that also gets into the idea that, you know, to believe that all Americans deserve home ownership, no. You know, it's the people that don't want to help themselves, you can only help them so much. Eventually, sorry, you're on your own. That's kind of the same as God and the Jews during Exodus. They bitched and complained and bitched. No, we want to do this. We want to do this. No, we want to do this. No, do it my way. If he's your creator, he designed you. He knows everything about you, from how many atoms in your body to how many hairs on your head to how the optics in your eyeballs work. He designed you. He knows the nutrients you need from the system, the soil and all this. He knows how you function mechanically, emotionally, and he sets out some rules, do A, B, and C. And I'm telling you, things will be okay. And what does humanity do constantly? It tells him to piss off. And finally, then, God goes, okay, have it your way. And look at the mess that we're in. But again, I don't want to dive too much into my faith. I'm going to have an episode where I really break down that lens that, you know, how I view the world and why I believe in God more now than ever. Seeing all the things going on in our world, this digital IG shit, which Brian and I are going to have a lot of fun on that on our next episode, because man, are we 100% on the same page here. And I'm going to have in the show notes again about Whitney Webb. Please look her up. She was on Glenn Beck a couple times. She's just fantastic. So impressive. An encyclopedia of knowledge of corruption that goes all the way back to 1700s. She gets into the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Kensington. Is that his name? Kensington? Kissinger, I'm sorry. And then, you know, Nixon, you just name it. It goes on and on and on. Up to now, Obama and Trump. And the diehard Trumpers and the diehard Biden and the leftists. And I'm so fucking sick of it. You wonder why we don't have critical thinking in this school, in this country any longer. It's there, but it's not the majority. That's by design. They got into our schools. Rockefeller wanted that. He has an entire manifesto of how to destroy the American citizens' positions on things and how to seek control, how to manipulate them, how to enslave them. By keeping that image that you are free and that you can make your decisions every day, we're not. It's just a political matrix. That's all it is. Well, I would even say it goes even deeper now, and then Brian and I agree on this, it's corporate influence. The corporations are just running this country now. And they're so massive. Amazon being able to, I think the number that Brian said recently was 500,000 layoffs across the country. That is insane to consider, to be that huge and still making billions and billions and billions of dollars. I still got to get more. We kind of explored recently about, I wonder what that looks like with the those books. What does that look like? What are those numbers that you really can't wrap your brain around? You have an employee. You have 500,000 employees making, let's just say, at a base rate of 40,000 annually, plus all their benefits, probably making close to 80,000. Do that math times 500,000. You just cut that out of your budget. Now you have to pay millions for this new automation systems and all these different warehouses all across the country. That's got to be a significant cost. But these people sat back knowing that all those that they are going to be laying off will, for a short period, potentially be unemployed, not be able to buy their products at Amazon because they don't have incoming money. Are they going to be on welfare? Have more tax money then? The taxpayers are now paying for people's Amazon habits. Folks, we're in a horrible time right now. And it's only going to get worse. It sounds doom and gloom, and that's another thing. They manipulated. Oh, conspiracy theorist. You're always about doom and gloom when you're trying to point out to people how fucked up things were. And I was part of the problem. You know, when you're young and in your 20s and you're full of hormones and you're just ready to roll and take on the world, you're really not, you're just in full throttle. It's common to not take a step back and go, man, what's really going on in this world? And so to a certain degree, I don't blame the youth of now, especially with this kind of bombardment of manipulation, social engineering. I don't think we are going to get a leader that's going to unify us. I don't think we could get a leader to unify us right now. Because again, there's a huge movement to destroy our country, to destroy the principles of our country. And I say again, the flag will probably still be there for another 100 years. But 100 years from now, we're not going to recognize those that are alive will not. They won't understand what America truly was. And that's the kind of stuff that does, I mean, it often brings tears to my eyes. Because this country can be so wonderful. And in many cases throughout history, it has. Everybody, thanks again for watching The Ground Level. Please continue to follow us at therumble.com and The Ground Level and everywhere you get your podcasts. Please also like, subscribe, continue to follow us. Leave your comments here too. I'd love to hear what everybody thinks about some of my positions. Tune into us next week. We're going to have a great episode where Brian and I really would discuss the horrors of the upcoming AI. Thanks again, everybody.